The other day, I was looking up amazing things that people have done in our world, and I found some amazing people. And I thought today I would tell you about these amazing people, but you also need to be involved in this because, you know, I like to do things with others, not just on my own. I'm going to tell you something about someone. I will tell you their gender, but I'm not going to tell you their name. And all you have to do, it's very simple, is guess their age from what I say. You just have to guess how old they are or were. Not all of them are alive now, so that's a bit of a clue. Could be from any time in history. Make it, narrow it down for you. So the first person, this person made an unlikely journey to visit the heir of France. And she, there's a clue, inspired the French to renew in battle against the English, where they defeated them. She was executed for her troubles, but she had predicted that France would gain the freedom that they desired. How old would this person have been to do such an amazing thing? Yes. 15 or 16, surely no. We'll see. Anyone else? 12? Ooh, we're getting younger. Yes. 15? Okay.
We're having a mess in my hair.
Yes. 25, we're going up. Okay. This person was 16 when they did this amazing feat. And when they were executed, they were only 19 years of age. And they are, of course, Joan of Arc, you see. Oh, quiz is fun. Okay, this next person was a student at the University of Munich. A student, that's a clue. They were arrested by the Gestapo for distributing anti-war leaflets. As a consequence, she was executed once more in 1943. And motivated by her Christian faith, she stood up for others and lost her own life. How old was this person? Yes. 20? That could be a very good guess. Yes. 19? Yeah, we're going down again. 21? Oh, gone up a bit. Okay, yes. 22? This person was 22 years of age. Top prize. They were Sophie Scholl. Is that how you say it? Anyone recognise? No. Oh, well, now you know. And you should remember this girl for what she did. Okay, this person, whilst hiding from the Gestapo, there's a theme, in the Netherlands during the Nazi occupation, wrote a diary. Oh, people, yes. And then was later executed at a concentration camp, or died at a concentration camp. However, her diary was printed by her father, and lots of many people have read it and been inspired by it. This person is, of course, a she. How old was she? Oh, it's a music mash. It's just, ooh, shall we sing everything? No, stop. Yes, anyone? Yes. 11? Was this person 11? Yes. 12? Anyone who hasn't? Have you? You've just... 15? Didn't you say 11? Oh, okay. Sorry, sitting next to each other. This person was 16 years of age. And, of course, they were. You see? Wonderful. Okay. This person lived between 1972 and another date. Yes, you see. And she was an American. She wrote a letter to the leader of the Soviet Union of the time asking why America and Russia didn't get on. She got a reply from the leader of the Soviet Union and was later invited to go and visit and have a chat with this person, which she did. She then became an ambassador for America, visiting lots of different countries and talking to people. But unfortunately, she did die in a plane accident during one of her trips. How old would this person have been to be an ambassador for a whole country to go and represent America throughout the world? Yes. 43. That's quite specific. They could have been 43. Was she 43? Yes. Oh. 19. There's a music stand here. It hasn't got anything on. And I keep falling over it. I might move it. Okay. 43. What was the other one? 19. Yes. 26. Any one more guess? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear that. 5,600. Okay. This person was 13 years of age. 13 years of age, and her name was Samantha Smith. Anyone heard of her? You should remember her and the things that she did. Okay. One more person. This person was forced into child labour in Pakistan. He escaped and began to campaign against child labour and for the rights of children to receive education. He joined a movement which believed in the same thing and helped over 3,000 children to escape from forced labour in Pakistan. How old was this person? Yes. 10. Any advances? 10, yes. 16. 8. One more, yes. 11. This person was 12 years of age and helped to free 3,000 children from forced labour. His name was Iqbal Masih. You heard of that person? Remember that person. All these people, and there are many more, were young people, very young people, who helped to change the world. People who we are to look up to. Do you know, there's a story I want to tell you. Are you sitting comfortably for our story? It's a story about a boy called Ivan. It's not you, Ivan. Another Ivan. Oh, it might be you. I don't know. Ivan lived in Hatville, the town of Hatville. And it was called Hatville because everyone in the town wore hats. Makes sense. But you didn't wear a hat until you were 10 years of age or over, and then you got given your hat. And your hat was a very special hat because it had on it the things that you enjoyed doing, the things you were passionate about, the skills and gifts you were really good at. So, for instance, the baker, Bruno the baker, had a hat that had lots of loaves of bread, not real bread, you know, made into it, because he was the baker. Felix the fireman had like a fire hose and lots of things to do with fire on his hat. The music teacher would have music notes and lots of instruments. Now, the hat maker was Ivan's father, and he made everyone their hat. And Ivan's hat day was coming up, and he was very excited because he thought, what hat will my dad make for me? And he went into the town on the day of his hat day. And everyone in the town was very excited. And he bumped into Bruno the baker. And Bruno said, I've got just the hat for you, Ivan. And he stuck his baking hat on top of Ivan's head. Well, it was so heavy and it was so difficult to handle that Ivan stumbled out the shop, unable to see anything. And he had to take the hat off. But then he bumped into Felix the fireman. And Felix said, I'm so excited about your hat day. I've got just the hat for you. And he stuck his fireman's hat onto Ivan's head. Well, it was way too heavy and way too much for Ivan, but he said, thank you very much. And he stumbled away and he took the hat off. He was stumbling around with two hats and then he bumped into his music teacher. And she said, Ivan, I know you're so gifted at music. I've got just the hat for you. And she thrust her music hat onto his head. Well, it was all a bit too much for Ivan. So he wandered around the street and he took all the hats off and he was sitting there. And suddenly he saw Felix, the fireman, coming around. So quickly he put Felix's hat on, smiled at him and said, thank you for the hat. And then he saw Bruno the baker, so he took Felix's hat off and he put the baking hat on and he smiled at him, thank you. And it was all too much. And he wandered home and he stumbled in the house with these three big hats. And he said to his dad, I don't want a hat. I can't cope with these hats. I can't live up to these hats. And his dad said, these hats aren't for you. These are everyone else's gifts and skills and jobs. I'm the one that make you your hat, and I make you the hat that is just right for you, that has your gifts, your skills, and your life on it. And you know, sometimes we can feel a lot of pressure from other people to be the people they want us to be, to do the things they want us to do. But the one person who gives us the right hat, who gives us the right life, is God. If we come to Him and we say, this is who I am, God shows to us the life we should live. It's especially hard when I think we're young people and people are trying to say what we're really good at, whereas actually God knows the best way for us. There is a verse in the Bible, which should appear on the screen, which is from the book of 1 Timothy, and it says this: don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. This was part of a letter to a young leader, and it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, because God is with you. So set an example. I'd like to introduce Emma now, who's going to talk to us and show us what our next song will be. Here is the story. You see, the thing is, I think that children will hear what I'm saying because they can do two things at once, but adults are like, I can't focus. I've got to draw my self-portrait. Let's read the story. Jesus' friends were arguing. Who was the most important helper in God's kingdom, they wanted to know. I am, James said. No, you're not, said Peter. I am. Nonsense, Matthew said. I am the cleverest. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, yes, no, I am. It's me. This silliness went on and on like that for some time. You see, Jesus' friends had started thinking they had to do something to make themselves special to Jesus. And if they were the cleverest, or they were the nicest, or they could do something good, Jesus would like them the best. But they had forgotten something. Something God had been teaching his people all through the years. That no matter how clever you are, no matter how good you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how nice you are, no matter how important you are, none of it makes any difference. Because God's love is a gift. And it's a gift to everyone. So while Jesus' friends were arguing, some people who knew they were getting God's gift came to see him. They were little children. Jesus' helpers tried to send them away. Jesus doesn't have time for you, they said. He's too tired. He doesn't have time to see little children. But they were wrong. Jesus always had time for children. Don't send them away, Jesus said. Bring the little ones to me. Now, if you've been there, what do you think you would have done? If you were a little child, what do you think you would have done? Would you have lined up quietly? Would you have dressed in your best clothes? Would you have waited for Jesus to come to you? Well, no, of course not. The children ran up to Jesus. They jumped on Jesus. They shouted at Jesus. They were smiling at Jesus. They gathered round Jesus. And did Jesus tell them to settle down and be quiet and stand nicely and look good? No. He pulled them onto his lap and he blessed them. And he said, if you want to be the first in the kingdom of heaven, if you want to enter God's kingdom, you need to be like a little child. That's really important because in Jesus' time, children were nothing until they came of a certain age. But Jesus said, no, these people are special. They are created in my image. And that is what we say today. These people, these children and young people who change our world, are special, created in God's image. And we want to celebrate them today. Who's done their self-portrait? Three people. How long does it take to do a self? Oh, Sean, excellent. If you haven't done your self-portrait, I want you to finish up as quickly as you can. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't even have to represent you, really. Just, you know, put your name on it. If you don't want to do a portrait, just write your name. If you're a bit embarrassed about your age, you know, we'll let that slip as well. But you can put it on. How are you doing? Done? Okay. We're going to sing our next song together. And during this song, all I'd like you to do is to take your self-portrait and to go over to that board over there where Paula will be, and she will stick, not yet, when we start the song, she will stick the self-portrait on to the board for all to see. Now you wish you'd done it a bit better, don't you? So let's stand together as we sing our next song, as we continue to worship God. And at some point during the song, please take your portrait up to be stuck on the board. So over there, this is us. Our self-portraits. This is our church. This is the people who are here today. Take a look after the service and see the ages, the diversity, the people who are part of us. As a church, we believe every single one of us here is valued exactly the same. And every single one of us here has gifts and skills which are valued in our church family and which we value being used. We're going to just pray together for a moment. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that you have been among us this morning. And we ask that you would walk with us this week as we live our lives in various areas of society. We pray for your strength, we pray for your energy, we pray for your joy. And we ask that you'd help us to live as your people and to show your truth and your grace. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So may God bless us and keep us and walk with us all, whatever age we are. Amen. Please do be seated.